720 WGN, John Landecker at 835, welcoming Kevin. Kevin, how are you? Kevin Irwin from the oldest diner in Wisconsin, Frank's.
Oldest diner maybe in America and in the world. I mean, it's the oldest continuously running diner, that is. So,
how many years has it been continuously running?
Well, since 1926, it was brought to Kenosha in 1925 from New Jersey, but the town council of Kenosha wouldn't give Anthony Franks, the original owner, a permit to open until 1926.
What was their problem?
They thought there were too many Greeks at restaurants in town, so they made poor Anthony wait a year.
Are you serious?
No, that's the legend, so yeah. So,
I'd like
crazy,
to see it.
But
I'd like to see you try to get away with that today. Sorry,
exactly. Yeah.
We're not giving you a license because there's too many Greeks in town. Yeah. All right then. Have you met my lawyer? Oh my God. So, well, let's get to the good side of life here with the diner. I love diners, but not every place has a diner. What do you think is the distinguishing factor that makes a diner?
It's kind of the atmosphere and the food, I guess. I'm not going to say we don't have good food. We have great food. It's all scratch made, and that's probably a hallmark of diners. A lot of it is scratch made right there on spot. But it's, your classic comfort food, your meatloaves, your pot roast, your breakfasts, your BLT,
right,
tuna melt, stuff like that. Your everyday good old-fashioned American grub.
Now, what about the design? How do I put this? My impression has been that a diner is somewhat like an Airstream mobile home on steroids. Like, it's longer in its length than it is in its width. Is that what your establishment is like?
Yeah, exactly.
So
ours is an older model, so it's not the chrome and steel version. Ours is mostly wood and ceramic.
Fine. Wow, that's great.
But it has that dimensions. A lot of people think it was like a railroad car. That's what the shape is.
I was not familiar with diners, and when I was and my first job in a big city was in Philadelphia, and I was out in the Philadelphia suburbs, and they had diners, and I'm like, whoa, this is cool. You're right, it does have a different atmosphere in there. Totally. Do you have like booths and also sit at a counter?
Yeah, so we've got two strips of counters.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sitting on little old-fashioned stools, right, elbow to elbow to the guy next to you. And then we have another little section that has booths. And then we have a little couple tables in the back room, too. The place is small. We only fit 55 people max.
Right.
So it's a tiny place. You're bumper to bumper with everybody there.
I know that your diner is going to be featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and this is for the second time on the Food Network. How did you make the connection with the Food Network to begin with?
So I didn't own the place at that time. That was in 2007, the season. But I think they did their research and saw that it was the oldest continuously running diner in America, and they thought, wow, that's got to be a great place we got to go check out.
Yeah.
So that's what lured them there the first time. And the second time was because Guy liked us so much, and he knew that there was new owners. We're new, but we've owned it for 11 years.
Yeah.
New to him, I guess. And he just wanted to see like what we kept and what traditions and everything and the legacy of it that kept going. And that's true to form. That's what we've done. We've kept the legacy of it, and we keep it going just like the previous owners and the owners before them. So.
And this will be on August 20th on the Food Network. It's coming up.
Yeah, Friday. Friday night at 8 o'clock.
I'm going to have to set my DVR. I got to see this. Yeah. This is very cool.
You'll be busy. Well, we'd love to have you come by. I mean, your fellow WGN guy, Dave Plyer, is a good friend of mine, and he's a regular at the diner. He comes in whenever he's in town. So
I believe
come
you.
Come on back with Dave.
If I ever am up in that area, I will definitely do it. And I know that there have been other celebrities over these 100 years who've been there, the Three Stooges,
yep.
Lawrence Welk, Bela Lugosi,
yep.
Duke Ellington,
yep.
Liberace,
yep.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Ruffalo, oh, yeah. Tom Skilling, how about that?
Yeah, Tom.
The pop yep. band Badfinger, the Buckinghams, Lovey Smith, and the Monkees. What a eclectic cross section.
Yeah, well, only one of the Monkees was there, but yeah, that's a story in itself. So.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Monkees are. Sometimes the Monkees are a little crabby, like in
yeah.
the zoo. Like they're in the zoo. You know?
Kind of.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you have a specialty of the house, so to speak? I mean,
oh yeah, we got a few. So we're known for breakfast, the garbage plate. Starts with hash browns, green pepper, and onion. You put in 3 or 5 eggs. You can choose 1 to 5 meats, you know, ham, bacon, sausage, or chorizo. Then you can add whatever cheese you like. We have 6 different cheeses, and then extra vegetables if you want. Throw some jalapenos in there, serve it with our homemade, world-famous homemade bread, and it's delicious.
Oh, man. Making me hungry, I'll tell you that. I understand, you know, somebody was just taking me to task about 15 minutes ago because I wasn't aware of everything that happened with Ray Rayner. But this is not necessarily connected to Ray Rayner, but it's connected to that area. Friday, September 17th, what are you guys going to do with Garfield Goose?
So we're having a good friend, Jim Engel, who's a television historian. He's connected to the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving a presentation on Garfield Goose and Friends. Because, you know, Kenosha, they all received WGN. And
of course.
They all grew up on the same programs we did in Chicago, the same
you
radio
bet.
Stations. You've got
bet.
A lot of fans there, still do. And so we're bringing that back, and through the good graces of the Museum of Broadcast Communications, the actual puppets are going to be on display at the Kenosha Public Museum during this event. So tickets are $15 at hap2it.com. That's the number 2. So get them. They're going fast. We'd love to see some Chicagoans up that way.
And you're a sponsor of this event. Right?
Yeah, Frank Steiner's a sponsor, along with Visit Kenosha, which is, you know, formerly the Kenosha Visitors Bureau. Kenosha's mm-hmm. a great little town, you know, 50 miles away from you guys. Lots to do, lots of fun. Beautiful lakefront, just like Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. Not far at all.
Not skipping a jump.
Tickets available at haptoit.com and Frank's Diner, $20 each. Early bird price of $15 until August 31st. So it's got the original puppets from Garfield Goose, and obviously they're putting
yep.
together some sort of presentation, I imagine. Well, I don't want to imagine, but I'd expect it.
Jim Engel, he's a great guy. He designed yeah. the sets for that WGN special, Garfield, Bozelgar, and Ray. He's a curator at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. All-around good guy. Very knowledgeable about these subjects, about Chicago television and stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a great time, and so does Frank's Diner, and you're making me hungry.